Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word that once we're born again, we see and we enter into the kingdom. And thank you, Lord, for your word this morning that says that all your promises and the goodness is all available now through the Holy Spirit. So we thank you. We thank you that we can see you. You allow us to see what we need to see so that we can share and walk in it, Lord. So we appreciate you. We appreciate the nearness and we appreciate your precious word that opens up these great and precious promises to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Greetings, family. The word this morning is it's Ephesians 3 and it's verses 5 and 6.
God didn't reveal it to previous generations, but now by His Spirit He has revealed it to His holy apostles and prophets. And this is God's plan. Both Gentiles and Jews who believe the good news share equally in the riches inherited by God's children. Both are part of the same body, and both enjoy the promise of blessings because they belong to Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Because we belong to Christ Jesus, we co-heirs. And so we in the kingdom, every wall of hostility has been broken down, all those wonderful promises we have seen. But one beautiful promise, you know, and I saw it as from just coming into the kingdom. He says, unless you will be like a child, we won't see and partake of the kingdom. So being like a child, and I thought, what's to me the most precious thing about a child is they always ask questions. And that's what I've realized. When I've asked, Lord, I'm not sure about this, show me, and boom, the word comes through. So it's that story again. It says we must, those who seek will find. So we need to seek, we need to ask questions, and then, you know, God can come through for us. And then there's also just an encouragement as He says in James, if you lack wisdom, ask. But then don't be a man that's double-minded, because if you're going to be a man or a woman that's double-minded, if you're going to be double-minded, you're not going to receive anything. So ask, and then keep your antennas up, see, and to hear what God has got to say concerning that matter. So the wonderful thing there is nothing now that's not there to be revealed. All the goodness of heaven is available to us, and as God's children, we need to just ask and then hear and then do whatever is appropriate. Sometimes it's just understanding, because the wonderful thing is the Son of God has come so that we can have understanding. 1 John 5:20. The Son of God has come so that we can have understanding, to know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and this is the God quality of life, eternal life. So we've been included in the kingdom, included in Christ, we co-heirs, and therefore that we lack no spiritual blessing. We'll be blessed with every spiritual blessing. So ask, seek, knock, and it will be open to you in Jesus' name. Have a lovely day. Arise and shine, for your light has come.
Amen.